FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police Minister Senzo Mgcunu says police officers cannot act as guards for the taxi industry. He was speaking in Pretoria, where he announced changes to enhance service delivery within the SAPS. Mgcunu says taxi bosses must work on improving compliance and find ways to operate without violence.
There are many other commercial industries in the country. We are not required as police to go and play guards in those industries. But the taxi industry still stands out. And then blaming police, where were the police, where were, and so on and so on. They still believe that they have to be violent against one another to sustain their industry, and we regret that. Find ways of sustaining that industry, which we so need as government for transporting citizens in the country, but without blood.
The deputy mayor of eThekwini says the 400-bed facility being built in Lower Ilovo is not a permanent shelter for the homeless. Sandile Myeni has told residents at a meeting at the Amanzimtoti Civic Centre that it will be a rehab centre for homeless people seeking change. Residents have voiced strong opposition to the project, saying it will put their safety and security at risk, particularly because it's going up near a school. One local says they only found out about the project in January when construction had already begun and assumed it was a clinic or a police station.
So, hey, we're going to get something. And then what happens? It's a building for a homeless shelter. We've got nothing against homeless people. But you can't bring that magnitude into that community. Because why? It's not just right. That place mustn't be there.
Others are calling for construction work to stop, saying there's still no clarity on who will accommodate it.
You'll have lost faith in what you are calling the place. You're calling it a place for flood victims. You're calling it a place for homeless and all kinds of things. And there's no clear transparency. So as much as you say you want to engage with us, you'll have lost trust. That's where the challenge is.
Well, the deputy mayor says the facility will run a six-month rehab program.
If you go there, you are going there for a certain period. After that, you go back home because, remember, I said, this is for those who are now saying, I have been on the streets, I have done it all, but I need help.
Myeni has assured the community that security measures will be in place, adding that engagement with locals will continue. The NPA's application for leave to appeal the Free State High Court's ruling that former Ace Magashule's personal assistant Morwadi Tshololo's extradition from the US was unlawful has been dismissed. Judge Philip Losha found the extradition process deficient and outside the court's jurisdiction. The NPA is now exploring alternative legal options to proceed with the case, which is related to a multi-million rand asbestos tender. And a passenger boat has sunk in a lake in the DRC, killing at least 40 people. The vessel, which was three large canoes that had been attached together, had been ferrying more than 200 mourners to a funeral. It's understood they were traveling with the body. Witnesses say it ran into large waves on Lake Tumba in the northern Equateur province. Authorities say some passengers are still missing. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.